Morning Watch, Day 4. Ruth's choosing for her goal, exercising her right, seeking for her rest, and receiving a reward for God's economy. Week 10. Related verses. Ruth 2, 8, 11, and 12. And Boaz said to Ruth, "Listen, my daughter, do not go to glean in another field, and also do not pass from here, but stay close to my young women." And Boaz answered and said to her, "All that you have done for your mother-in-law since the death of your husband has been fully told me, as well as how you left your father and mother in the land of your birth and came to a people whom you did not know before. May Jehovah recompense your work, and may you have a full reward from Jehovah, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to take refuge." Romans 8:16. The Spirit Himself witnesses with our spirit that we are children of God. 1 Corinthians 6:17. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit. Philippians 3, 7 and 8, 13 and 14, and verse 16. But what things were gains to me, these I have counted as loss on account of Christ. But moreover, I also count all things to be loss on account of the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, on account of whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as refuse, that I may gain Christ. Brothers, I do not account of myself to have laid hold, but one thing I do, forgetting the things which are behind, and stretching forward to the things which are before, I pursue toward the goal for the prize, to which God in Christ Jesus has called me upward. Nevertheless, whereunto we have attained, by the same rule let us walk. John 6:35. Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall by no means hunger, and he who believes into me shall by no means ever thirst." Related reading. In Ruth 2:8 through 13, we have Boaz's word of grace to Ruth. When Ruth heard these words, she fell upon her face, bowed herself to the ground, and asked Boaz, "Why have I found favor in your sight, that you regard me, though I am a foreigner?" Boaz replied that all that she had done for her mother-in-law since the death of her husband, Elimelech, had been made known to him. Boaz not only spoke kindly to Ruth, but also showed generosity to her. At mealtime, Boaz told her to eat some food, extending some parched grain to her, and she ate and was satisfied. When she rose up to glean, Boaz charged his young men to let her glean among the standing grain, and not to rebuke her. Then he went on to say to them, "Also pull out some from the bundles for her, and leave it for her to glean, and do not rebuke her." When Ruth told Naomi that she had gleaned in the field of Boaz, Naomi said to her, "Blessed be he of Jehovah, whose loving kindness has not failed for the living and for the dead." Then Naomi told Ruth that the man was close to them, one of their kinsmen. In verse 22, Naomi charged Ruth, saying, "It is good, my daughter, that you go out with his young women, so that others do not meet you in any other field." What was on Naomi's heart was not only that Ruth would partake of Boaz's riches and be satisfied, but also that she would gain Boaz himself as her husband and bring forth a son for the name of Elimelech. Ruth, as one who had returned to God from her heathen background, exercised her right to partake of the rich produce of the inheritance of God's elect. Ruth, a Moabitess, had come to the good land as a sojourner. According to her threefold status as a sojourner, a poor one, and a widow, she exercised her right to glean the harvest. Although she was poor, she never became a beggar. Her gleaning was not her begging, it was her right. The book of Ruth portrays the way, the position, the qualification, and the right of sinners to participate in Christ and to enjoy Christ. According to God's ordination, We have been qualified and positioned to claim our right to enjoy Christ. This means that today, we do not need to beg God to save us. We can go to God to claim His salvation for ourselves. We have the position, the qualification, and the right to claim salvation from God. This is the highest standard of receiving the gospel. As a narration, the book of Ruth is lovely, touching, convincing, and subduing. In the aromatic story in chapter 2, four types are implied. Boaz, rich in wealth, typifies Christ, who is rich in the divine grace. The fields of the God-promised good land typifies the all-inclusive Christ, who is the source of all the spiritual and divine products for the life supply to God's elect. Barley and wheat typify Christ as the material for making food for both God and His people. Ruth, a Moabitess, a heathen sinner, alienated from God's promises, given the right to partake of the gleaning of the harvest of God's elect, typifies the Gentile dogs, who are privileged to partake of the crumbs under the table of the portion of God's elect children.